You're listening to SBS News.
Leaders from the world's fastest growing economies have descended on the Japanese port city of Osaka to talk finance and trade. The exclusive club of 20 world powers accounts for 85% of the world's gross domestic profit and holds two-thirds of its population. Hoping to maintain a spirit of unity and consensus in the face of growing nationalism and protectionism, Japan's Prime Minister Shinzo Abe addressed the 14th G20 congregation as this year's chairman.
Free and open economy is the foundation of peace and prosperity. While anxiety and discontent about the abrupt changes due to globalization at times generate temptation to protectionism, bringing in sharp confrontation between states. But tit-for-tat of trade restrictive measures are to benefit no one.
With digital economy, trade, innovation and finance on the summit's agenda, an agitated state of geopolitics and trade tensions are of great concern for delegates. Prime Minister Abe flagged increasing globalization and the need to maintain the multilateral trading system as key challenges experienced by Japan.
I harbor grave concern regarding the current situation on global trade. The world is watching the direction at which we, the G20 leaders, are pointing. Now is the time we communicated strong message for the maintenance and strengthening of free, fair and non-discriminatory trading system.
Meanwhile, President Donald Trump denied his America First policy translates into an isolationist rhetoric.
Well, I think I can say very easily that we've been very good to our allies. We work with our allies. We take care of our allies. We, generally speaking, I've inherited massive trade deficits with our allies.
President Trump's highly anticipated talks with China's President Xi Jinping are expected to center on trade, tariffs, and Chinese tech giant Huawei.
We're eager to work with like-minded partners around the world to advance these priorities. The digital economy is a crucial driver of economic growth. At the same time as we expand digital trade, we must also ensure the resilience and security of our 5G networks. This is essential to our shared safety and prosperity.
But Xi Jinping has reportedly arrived with a list of preconditions for any deal, demanding Washington dump $250 billion of tariffs and for the ban on Huawei to be lifted. Australia was denied a formal meeting with the Chinese president, Prime Minister Scott Morrison warning of collateral damage from an escalating trade war between the two powers.
There's obviously a determination to resolve it, but I'm not naive about the difficulties of that occurring. And the fact that they're engaging is positive, but I'm similarly aware that there are very real, substantial and difficult issues to be resolved.
Mr. Morrison highlighted issues of his own, asking leaders to back his campaign for a stricter regulation of social media in the wake of the Christchurch mosque massacre, which was live-streamed on the internet, a bid that won the support of both France and Canada.
What we're not doing is seeking to constrain free speech. It's not about that. It's about the internet being weaponized by violent terrorists.
Congratulating Prime Minister Scott Morrison on his recent election victory, President Trump also met with Russia, lightheartedly mentioning election issues of a different kind. In a room full of journalists, the president allegedly joked with his Russian counterpart to not meddle in the looming US election. With issues of trade, disarmament and protectionism on the table, President Vladimir Putin mentioned the two leaders hadn't met since Helsinki last year, but had been working together since.
We've had great meetings, we have a very, very good relationship, and we look forward to spending some very good time together. A lot of very positive things going to come out of the relationship.
The G20 summit will continue tomorrow. Jennifer Scherer, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher or Wooshka.